News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, forcing your cultural taste on your children isn't just okay, it's your moral duty as a parent. So wrote Lewis Chilton in the UK Independent this week. So should we make our kids listen to the music we love? Well, who better to talk us through this than Today FM's Ed Smith. Ed.
A man with children.
Yes. Do you impose your musical taste on your kids?
I have done and I will do so again.
You make no apologies for it.
With Lewis anymore. If I tried, it gives me life. I agree with this so hard because I don't see any difference between, I suppose, educating your children culturally as opposed to educating them historically or in DIY, teach them how to change a tire or change a plug, why you shouldn't give them the context in which to enjoy their own culture. You don't know where you're going if you don't know where you're coming from, Shane. Not to sound too serious about it, but I think children should, when I say children, I mean teenagers as well, you know, should be, I suppose, exposed to the parents' taste as well as their own. Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, it's kind of a gift to pass on to your kids, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's so vital. You know, I just suppose, speaking personally, I grew up in a house filled with the likes of Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, Philomena Begley, Susan McCann.
Eclectic, I like it.
Hank Williams, Status Quo, and of course, the standard issue, Eagles and Christy Moore Live at the point. But I think at the time, I was rolling my eyes and flicking my 90s hair across my eyes going, ugh. But as time has gone on, I suppose as for me in particular, getting into the business and the show that I present now today, FM Rocks, it has given me an appreciation to go back and maybe reappraise some of the bands that maybe I would have looked my nose down on. And I'm now more into bluegrass and country and all that music than I certainly was when I was younger. But if I hadn't had that in my DNA or exposed to it, like a language, you know, when you grow up and one of your parents may speak French and the other ones.
Yeah.
It's so important, I think, to enthuse. Now, what they do with that information and that education is up to them.
Yeah.
Again, at the same time, I'm not.
They don't have to listen to it later on.
I'm not dictatorial about it. No,
yeah.
You know,
it's right. I mean, it's funny. I still listen to Hoagy Carmichael and Fats Waller and all and the only reason I listen to them and even know about them is because my dad had all the albums and stuff. So it kind of broadens your horizons, doesn't it?
If you're exposed to this subliminally almost or unconsciously, it seeps in. And you may not think it's in there, but when you are listening to Dua Lipa or Sabrina Carpenter or whatever, one of the current pop artists, and you've had disco in your house growing up, you might go, oh, you do appreciate it on a more deeper level, I think, if you can understand the history of the journey that those artists have taken to get to Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Or in the context that new song is a bit of a retro sound. If you grew up in the 90s, so many of the songs now, it's quite frustrating, are leaning in and pilfering the 90s dance classics, you know, and so many of the kids today would listen to those songs going, oh, I love that hook. You're going, that was snap. That's rhythm as a dancer. Come on. You know, so to give them that little, and listen, when I say education, maybe I'm being a bit highfalutin about it, but I feel very strongly that, again, like history, you have to understand the past to have a better appreciation of what's going on at the moment.
Yeah.
It same applies to TV shows, comedy, movies, art, whatever way. Whatever's going on now, it's almost useless to you. It's almost at a surface level purpose if you don't really get the context of what came before, what
true
influenced.
Let's for a moment both of us lie on the analyst couch here for a second.
Is it room?
We'll both squeeze on.
Because
I was thinking about this and my you know, obviously my kids make these kind of, you know, Spotify lists or whatever and share them with us. And I'm always really flattered when they and so is my wife, when they have songs that we introduce them to. But then, as you were talking, I'm kind of thinking, is this a little bit of ego at play here?
Yeah.
Am I imposing, you know, my choices on them?
And I don't know if you remember the TV show Highway to Heaven.
Yes.
You know, it's like the end of that where Michael Landon would get his brown leather jacket, he'd fling it over his shoulder and essentially go, my work here is done.
Yeah.
You know, and he'd walk off into the mist of time. There is that sense that,
I've done well here.
There is a self-satisfaction. And look, and why not? You know, I think that, now I have a 3-year-old and a 24-year-old. So I've been through it with my 24-year-old. I let her to it, let her to her own devices, but I made sure she had the basic nutrients going into her own choices.
Yes.
Like,
is that another way of saying you brainwashed her?
Slightly, yeah. But she's, and look, and she has an incredibly eclectic taste at the moment, but she will send me like some Radiohead stuff or Nirvana, or, you know, she'd even go back as far as the 50s and 60s and she'd go, oh, Dad, check this out. Have you heard of, you know, have you heard of Pat's Domino? I'm going, yes. You remember when you were four and we were on that drive? And so there is that lovely, and music and art and culture in whatever way is a lovely way to connect with your kids and to share an experience. And I think that there is good crack to be had, you know, exposing them, put their hands over their ears, going, oh, what's this monk? This is Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Yeah.
You find it's the greatest song.
And the reverse also holds 100%. True. Myself and my wife are going to TV Girl on Thursday.
Yeah, brilliant.
It was our kids that introduced us to that music.
Yeah, it is a two-way street. And you should be as open to their tastes, because you might be, as I say, twerking to Doja Cat in the shower before you know it, which you should be doing anyway. It's good for the soul. But it's a two-way street. So that open, I suppose, you know, that those keeping those avenues and those pipelines open between the two. But we know more than they do, Shane.
Just because of our sheer years
and
we have
a better taste in music.
Well, I mean, that's...
From the early, you know, we do. Let's be honest. And the music now isn't giving them the nutrients and sustenance that they need. So they do need to go back and listen to the greats. And then they can do what they want with it. But as long as we've given them the basic information they need, then our work here is done.
And our work here is done. Today FM's Ed Smith, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know, 087 1400 106. Is it our duty as parents to impose our musical taste on our kids?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.